弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的主，我们能够今天还有机会再次聚集在他面前。
We give thanks to our Lord that we can be gathered before Him today.
我知道今天因为是长周末的原因，所以来聚会的弟兄姐妹会少一点。
And I know because this weekend is a long weekend, so we have a few brothers than usual.
我们也请弟兄姐妹纪念。这个长周末因为有一些弟兄姐妹去参加特会或者是福音营。
And I also ask brothers and sisters if we remember those brothers and sisters who went to the special meetings or gospel meetings.
虽然我们不能聚集在同一处。
Although we cannot get in the same place.
但是在圣灵在每一个弟兄姐妹里面我们事实上是在一起的。
But the Holy Spirit lives in each one of us, actually we are together.
我们纪念他们。
That we remember them.
那也请弟兄姐妹也为我们祷告。
That we also ask brothers and sisters to pray for us.
虽然是我在讲。
Although I speak.
虽然弟兄姐妹在听。
Although it's you who listen.
但是在灵里面其实我们是在互相有交通的。
But actually in the Holy Spirit, we are communicating.
如果在我们当中灵里面没有能够交通的话
If we are not able to communicate in spirit
那听的跟说的其实是枉然的
And the speakers and listeners are useless
但愿我们在圣灵的交通里面
May we communicate in the Holy Spirit
我们能够更得着基督更多
We are able to receive him more
请我们打开圣经我们读一节的圣经
May we open the Bible and to a passage.
路加福音
It is in the book of Luke.
第二章
In chapter 2.
四十九节
Verse 49.
弟兄来念给大家听
And I will read for you.
耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be my father's house?
主耶稣讲这一句话的时候，前面有一个背景。
When our Lord Jesus spoke these words, there's a background to it.
感谢主，上个主日我们的弟兄就有提到这一点。
We give thanks to our Lord. Last Sunday, our brother spoke this before.
所以当他提的时候我心里在想那我是不是还在交通类似的东西
And when he mentioned this and I thought in my heart should I share the same thing?
但是我想主既然向我们说话我就忠实的把主的感动与弟兄姐妹交通
But I thought since the Lord spoke to me then I'm going to share with you
我再来念一次、啊、
And I'm going to speak again
耶稣说为什么找我呢岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
主耶稣这里向我们说话。
And Lord has spoken to us here.
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
Didn't you know that I should be concerned with father's business?
我们还是有一点祷告。
And we still have a word of prayers.
主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
因为你为我们死
Because you died for us
你也为我们复活
And you resurrected for us
主啊我们知道你顾念我们
Lord we know you watch over us
主啊但是你也常常向我们问
But Lord you often ask us
我们顾念你吗
Do we watch over you
主啊我们感谢赞美归给你
Lord we give you our praises and thanks
我们是一群很普通的人
We are very normal people
很普通的罪人
Very normal sinners
但是主啊你却爱上我们
But Lord you love us
你却厌重我们
You treat us with high respect
哦主啊我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
我们是何等样的人如今在耶稣基督里面蒙了这么大的恩典
And what kind of people we are to receive such a high salvation from you
哦主但愿你在我们身上所做的
Lord, may everything you've done upon us.
Oh, 主啊，我们能够也有回应。
That we can respond to you.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
And we give thanks and praises to you.
也但愿主今天我们在你面前的聚集。
May the gathering before you today.
主你向我们说话。
How you can speak to us.
主啊，你真的是向你的教会说话。
You can speak to your church.
主啊，当凡有耳的，我们都应当听见。
That whoever has ears, they can listen.
主啊，我们在你面前俯伏。
That we bow before you.
我们有个敞开的心。
That we have an open heart.
我主，我们能够在这里等候。
That we can hear waiting.
求主纪念这段时间。
Lord, may you remember this time.
丰丰富富的赏赐给我们你自己。
And give yourself abundantly to us.
我们将等候仰望是奉耶稣基督的名。
And we wait in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想刚才念的 这段经文里面啊，因为主耶稣他在这是他十二岁的时候讲的话。
And that little passage we just read, it is when he was 12 years old, he spoke this.
那时候因为当主耶稣十二岁的时候，他的父母约瑟跟玛利亚把他带到耶路撒冷到圣殿里面。
And at that time, his parents Joseph and Mary brought him to the temple in Jerusalem.
结果当他们过完节的时候，主耶稣的地上的父母要回去了。
And after feast, their parents want to go home.
不知道是因为这个过这个节太高兴了，或者是太累了。结果他父母回家的时候呢？竟然把主耶稣给忘了。
And we did not know, is it because from the overjoy or from the exhaustion, they forgot Jesus behind.
所以当他们发现主耶稣没有跟他们一起回去的时候呢，他们又匆匆忙忙的回来找他。
So when they realized Jesus wasn't with them, so they came back to search for him.
结果在圣殿里面，碰到主耶稣。
And the holy temple, they met him.
那时候他们当然因为很急的关系，所以就问主耶稣说怎么没有，好像怎么都不见了一样。
And because they were such in a hurry, so they asking why, where were you?
但是主耶稣并没有直接回答他们好像那个直接问的问题。
But our Lord Jesus did not respond him directly.
主耶稣倒是说了这句话，刚才我们念的这节经文。
And Jesus respond with this sentence, is the passage we just read.
他说为什么找我呢？
He asked, why were you searching for me?
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Don't you know that I have to be my father's house?
在这里我有一点点感觉。
And now I have a special little feeling.
虽然主耶稣是对他的父母说为什么找我，
Although it's Jesus who spoke to his parents, why were you searching for me?
但是 我在这里面思想的时候，我有点感觉，就是主耶稣好像问我们，我们到底在找什么。
But when I ponder thisin my heart, then I ask, why is Jesus searching for us?
我们在这地上啊，很忙。
And on this earth, we are very busy.
我们找这个找那个。
And we search this and that.
我们忙这个忙那个。
We are busy with this and that.
但是主耶稣说，岂不知我应该以我父的事为念吗？
But Jesus asked, don't you know that I should be concerned with my father's business?
我们忙的，我们在找寻的，我们是不是都是因着我们顾念我们的神的旨意？
And whatever busy with, whatever we search for, are we concerned with our Father's business?
还是我们心里在想的是我们想要的，我们想要得到的，我们在忙那些，我们在找那些？
Or is this something that we want to pursue after? It is for our own sake.
这是一个很好的问题。
It is a very good question.
感谢主，因为最近在已过的前两周，我们知道我们在这边有几天的特别的聚会。
I thank Lord, the weekend before last week, we had a special meeting here.
我们的弟兄来这边跟我们有一些交通，尼希米记里面的一些经节。
Our brother came here to share with there are a few passages in the book of Nehemiah.
让我们有一点学习的机会。
That we can have a time of learning.
而且呢，我们在这段时间，我们周五的读经聚会里面呢，我们在读到希伯来书。
And during this time, we will study the book of Hebrew in our Friday's fellowship.
也让我们有一点机会来学习在信心上面。
That we can have opportunity to learn on faith.
所以当我在主向我说到路加福音刚才那段经节的时候，
So when the Lord spoke to me regarding this passage in the book of Luke,
我在想这到底有没有什么一点关系？
And I thought, is there a relationship between these two?
因为我知道弟兄姐妹在那个特别聚会里面的确真的是主向我们说的一些话。
Because I know in that special meeting, the Lord actually spoke to us.
不仅对大人说话，
Not only to the adults,
也对孩子们说话，
And also to teenagers.
所以我们知道有一些弟兄姐妹有一些交通。
Therefore we knew we had some sharings among brothers and sisters.
实在是让我们看见主他在我们在这里的聚会的弟兄姐妹实在有他的心意在里面。
That the Lord allows to show that he does have his heart among us.
因为这关乎到我们为什么在这边聚集。
Because it really matters why we are here.
那我们真能够体会他的心意吗？
Can we really touch his heart?
我们实在很感谢主。
And we really thank our Lord.
我们想到说在这个地上这么多的人。
That there are so many people on this earth.
今天我们有机会在他面前聚集。
That today we can, we are able to gather before him.
也许我们没有太多的思想去想想这样这件事。
Although we don't have a lot of time to think about this.
我们时候到了我们就来聚会。
And when the time is right, then we come.
然后聚会就按照这个程序上面的安排。
And the gathering will go according to the schedule.
不管是周间有一些聚会或者是逐日的聚会
regardless of midweek's fellowship or even a Sunday service
那聚完会我们就回家了
and after this gathering then we go home
然后一周一周就这样子
and a week after week we follow the same schedule
难道我们是因为照着聚会的安排来聚会呢还是因为主的缘故我们来聚会
Is that because we can according to our schedule or because we come according to His will?
这有很大的不一样。
That's a very great difference.
一个是按照安排。
And one is according to our schedule.
一个我们是在走一条路。
The other one is we walk a path.
我们刚过的星期五读到希伯来书有弟兄姐妹交通到我们是在奔跑一条路。
And this past Friday, when we share on the book of Hebrew, and brothers and was sharing that we are walking toward a path.
我们不是在安排。
That we are not arranging.
也许在外面有安排。
Maybe we are arranging other things outside.
也许在程序单上面有安排。
Maybe they are schedules according to our booklet.
但是我们事实上，我们是在奔跑一条路。
But actually, we are walking down a path.
这条路就是耶稣基督的路
And this path is Jesus' path.
因为他说他就是这条路
Because he said he is the way.
所以我们应该好好思想
So therefore we should ponder upon it.
不然我们一周一周的聚会一年一年的聚会
Or else week after week, year after year.
我相信包括我自己还有很多弟兄姐妹
And I believe including myself and a lot of brothers and sisters.
我们有时候会在想
And many times we often thought,
我们这样的聚会究竟是为了什么？
What are we doing here?
否则一个这个长周末我们应该可以很好的去享受一下这个节日。
Oh, we often thought it's a long weekend, we should enjoy this holiday.
平常工作这么辛苦了。
And we work so hard during the weekdays.
我们学习在学校念书这么累
And we are so tired from all the school works
好不容易有一个周末来
And finally it's a long weekend
我们跑来这边又坐在这边听
And we came here and listened to you And listened to me
而且几乎每个主日每个周 每一个聚会我们都来这里做
And almost every Sunday we do the same thing
所以有时候我们会觉得有点无聊了
And many times we feel this boring
这是一个很悲哀的事情。
It is a very tragical event.
如果我们只是来这边坐着听以外
Besides we come here and listen to me.
那是真的很悲哀。
It is very sad.
但愿主向我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
我们来这里聚集
，But we come gathering，
跟以前再也不一样了。
It's very different from the past。
我们不单单来听
，Not only we come here to listen。
我们不单单来学习一些我们以前好像没有听过的东西
，Not only we learn something that we have not learned in the past。
我们实在是因着主的缘故，我们聚集在他面前。
But because of our Lord, we gather before Him。
刚才我们提到。
And I just mentioned,
主耶稣他刚才说的这句话，他也是向我们每一个神的儿女来问的。
And Jesus has said this saying is him to ask each one of us.
他要问我们，我们究竟以什么事为念
？And he asks us, what are we concerned of?
就是说，我们究竟看重什么事
？What are we emphasized on?
其实当我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女
And actually each one of us who are being saved, who have been saved,
我们要么就顾念这个世界上的事
Either we care about the stuff that are in this world,
我们要么就是顾念神的事
Or we care about the heavenly things,
其实没有别的了，就这两个
And there's no others, just this two.
所以主耶稣问我们，我们到底顾念什么
So the Lord asked us, what are we concerned of?
我记得我在来美国的时候，以前学一些那个普通的那个绘画。
I remember when I first came here, I studied some conversations.
我们碰到人，我们就要问他说，你好吗
？And when we meet other people, we will ask, how are you?
但是来这里几年以后，我发现人彼此问候的话好像不是用 how are you.
And after a few years, I realized the first greeting is not how are you anymore.
大家问都是说。你最近做得如何呢
？And the first greeting will be how are you doing so far？
大家如果仔细注意听的话
，If you pay attention to this，
你的同事或者你的老师或者你的同学
，Your colleague, your teachers, or even your classmates，
不再问你说 How are you？
They don't ask you how are you anymore。
他们都会问你说 How are you doing？
They will ask you how are you doing？
因为我们这个人在这个地上没什么好的。
Because people like us, we are no good in this world.
每天的生活我们都觉得无聊。
Every day is the same thing, is as boring.
我们都苦不堪言。
And we endure a lot of hardship.
所以我们问候人，我们不再问说你到底好不好了。
So when we ask others, we don't ask how are you anymore.
因为不用问就知道你不好。
Because if we without asking, we know you are not good.
即便我们坐在这里，我也很少看到弟兄姐妹进来是蛮有笑容，蛮有喜乐。
Although we are sitting here, I seldom see brothers and sisters come with a smile on your face.
这是可以理解的。
It is understandable.
所以我们现在问候人呢，我们就问说 How are you doing?
So now we ask others, How are you doing?
你们可以去做这样的统计。
And you can do the statistic.
下次如果再有别人在问候你的时候，你仔细看看。几乎 90% 都是问你 How are you doing?
And from now on, when you hear other people asking you, you will listen to How are you doing?
所以呢，意思就是说，我们现在在这个地上呢，我们就是在忙这个、做这个、找这个。
So it means we in this world, we are busy with this and we are busy with that.
所以人家要问我们说，我们到底做得如何啊
？So when people ask us How are you doing?
我们在忙什么呢？我们忙得好不好呢
？What are we busy with？
主耶稣今天也要问我们。
And Jesus also asking us the same thing。
我们这么忙
，We are so busy。
我们是在忙什么
？And what are we busy with？
其实我们在这地上忙的东西，基本上只要你不是去犯法的话。忙什么并没有什么对或错的问题。
And in this world, as long as you don't commit felonies or unlawful stuff, it doesn't really matter what we are busy with.
柴米油盐酱醋茶这些东西本来就是我们生活上面我们每天要去接触的。
And we are busy with all the life needs.
但是我们心里面我们在忙这些事情的时候主问我们他在我们心中的地位究竟在哪里
？But in this world, when we are busy with all this stuff, that he's often asking, where is his position in our heart?
这让我想到旧约跟新约各有一个人。
And it reminds me that in the Old Testament and New Testament, each it has a person. That their heart is really toward God.
因为他们说, 在他们心中呢, 在他们在这个地上呢,
because when they were in this world, they were so busy.
但是他们只有一件事,
but there's only one thing.
他们只忙一件事,
they were only busy with one thing.
他说,
they told us they are only busy with one thing.
我不知道大家知不知道, 在新约是谁, 在旧约是谁?
I'm not sure if any one of you know who am I talking about in the Old Testament and who am I talking about in the New Testament.
我想大概大家都比较知道在新约是保罗。
And maybe a lot of us know that it's Paul we mentioned in the New Testament.
在腓立比书他讲到,
in the book of Philippians.
我们来看一下腓立比书第三章。
And let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
第三章第十三节，他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。”Brothers,
I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
十四节。
Verse 14.
向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal to win a prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人, 总要存这样的心, 若在什么事上存别样的心, 神也必以此指示你们。
All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some points you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
保罗说他只有一件事,
and Paul has mentioned there's only one thing in his heart.
其实我相信保罗比我们一定在座的大部分的弟兄姐妹忙多了。
And I know Paul is probably busier than most of us here.
但是外面不管他怎么忙, 他说他只有一件事。
But regardless what he is busy with outward, there's only one thing in his mind.
那件事就是他得着基督。
That thing is he gained Jesus.
他所忙的一切事情, 只有个目标, 就是得着基督。
Whatever he was busy with, there's only one thing, is he gained Jesus.
难怪他生活变得这么简单。
And so we can say his life becomes so simple.
我们有时候觉得, 哎呀, 应付这个同事, 应付跟教授, 应付这个应付那个, 实在是不知道该怎么应付。
And many times we say we have to socialize with our colleagues, we socialize with our professors, with our classmates, we don't know what to do anymore.
但是保罗说他只有一件事。
But Paul told us there's only one thing.
而且他说, 就是要这样的, 存这样的心智。
And he said we have to have this kind of heart.
所以在他的心中, 他顾念神的事。
So in his car, he's to be concerned with God's business.
这是一个很好的提醒。
It is a very good reminder.
我们会觉得在这个生活当中, 我们实在是有时候没有办法再继续下去。
And we now, and many times we feel like in our life, we cannot continue anymore.
家里的事也是让我们不知道该怎么解决。
There are a lot of things at home we don't know how to deal with.
在工作上面也一大堆事情让我们 弄得一塌糊涂。
And even at work, we are busy with a lot of tedious stuff.
在学校里面, 也要应付这些来的这种压力, 同辈之间的压力。
And at the school, we have our pressures from the schoolwork and also classmates.
我们如果要一个一个来应付的话, 我们真的没有办法。
If we need to confront them one by one, there's not much we can do.
但是保罗他可以。
But Paul is able to.
你看他遇见这么多的难处,
but you see he encounters so many problems.
但对他来讲,
but for him,
很简单,
it's very simple.
就一件事,
there's only one thing.
但愿这是成为我们一个很好的提醒跟鼓励。
And we wish it's a very good reminder for each one of us, an encouragement.
我们再来看旧约。
And also let's turn to the Old Testament.
旧约又有一个人。
And there's also another person in the Old Testament.
很奇妙。
Very surprisingly.
他也只有一件事。
And there's also one thing in his heart.
那就是大卫。
It is David.
我们来看诗篇二十七篇。
And let's turn to a Psalm, chapter 27.
大卫说他一生只有一件事情。
And David has told us there's only one thing in his life.
但是我们觉得很奇怪啊，大卫是一个君王。
And we feel so strange. David was a king.
他的事情应该多的不得了。
And he's supposed to have so many matters to deal with.
他应该是为了公事，为了国家，这个所有的事情应该忙得不得了。
And he's supposed to be very busy with all the public and private matters.
但他作诗的时候，
But when he wrote a song,
他说他一生只有一件事情。
And he wrote, there's only one thing in his life.
在诗篇二十七篇第四节，
It is in Psalm 27 verse 4.
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
在他的心里面，
in his heart,
在他的祷告里面，
in his prayers,
他只向神求一件事，
and he only asked for one thing,
就是他要寻求耶和华。
It is he wants to pursue Jesus, our Jehovah. He wants to pursue Jehovah, our Lord.
在他的殿中求问。
In his temple, he asked.
并且是一生一世住在他的殿中求问。
It is true in his house throughout his whole life.
这实在是不容易。
It is not easy.
我们想说大卫从他从年轻开始，从小开始，一直到他成为君王治理以色列，我们知道他一生经历过的事情实在是太多了。
And we knew David from his childhood to the adulthood, he has encountered so many things.
在他一生当中有高有低。
And there's high and low throughout his life.
但是他只有一个祷告。
But he only had one prayer.
他只向神求一件事情。
He only asked our Lord for one thing.
不管他这一生又是高是低，是在什么样的地位上面。
Regardless it was high or low, regardless what position he was in.
他一生一世住在耶和华的殿中求问。
Throughout his life, he wants to be in the temple and ask.
我这实在是不容易的一件事情。
It is not a very easy matter.
当我们很多事情临到我们的时候，特别是患难或很大的困难的时候，
Many times when things came upon us, especially when it's a calamity or it's tragical events,
我们可能急着要赶快解决这些问题。
And there's such an urgent in our heart, we want to resolve this.
我们在学校碰到困难了，我们要赶快解决我们学习上面的问题。
And when we confront a problem in school, we want to resolve this also.
大家都是从国内或香港、台湾来这边读书或移民的。
And I know many of us, we came here to study from abroad.
我们大部分都要经过这个身份上面的问题。
And many of us, we have to endure the immigration, the status.
当我们碰到一些好像这个上面不太容易能够处理或有困难的时候。
And many times when I encounter problems, that's not easy to be resolved.
我不知道弟兄姐妹第一个是想到什么。
I do not know what do brothers and sisters thought first.
我知道我们会拿出来祷告。
We know we often share in our prayers.
但是我们祷告之后，我们是不是很多时候都是忙的找律师
？And after pray, many a lot of times we were too busy to find a lawyer.
忙着找曾经办过这样的的朋友或弟兄姐妹。
And to search for someone who had a similar experience before.
哎，你们的经验是怎么样
And we ask the other person, what have you done in the past?
我在这边所交通不是说我们不应该去问别人。
And from my sharing today, I'm not asking you to not ask other people.
但是我们有没有像大卫这样子，我们来问主。
But are we just like David? Do we bring this before our Lord?
大卫因着他的心在神的身上。
That because David, because his heart is on our Lord.
不管他在什么样的光景，他都第一个他来问主。
Regardless what happened, first of all, he came before our Lord.
所以难怪神会称大卫是合神心意的人。
So that we know that God says David is the person who can fill my heart.
因为不管他在被扫罗所逼迫的时候。
And regardless he was persecuted by Saul.
不管他在面临他自己这个他的儿子在背叛他的时候。
And regardless we see when his son was rebelling against him.
不管他在面对跟外面的这些这些外邦人在征战的时候。
And regardless we are seeing he's in the battle with all the tribes.
他把这一切都带到主的面前来。
That he brought all this before the Lord.
所以他这么多的问题，这么多的难处的时候，但对他来讲，他都是一件事情。
So when he has so many problems and so many events, and there's only one solution.
因为他知道神可以帮他解决这些事情。
Because he knew Lord can resolve this all.
今天如果他自己要靠自己解决这个，解决那个。
And today, if he wants to use his own ability to resolve this and resolve that,
纵然他解决了这些,
even he's able to accomplish all,
但是也许他却失去了神,
but maybe he lost God at the end.
所以旧约跟新约各有两个人, 各有一个人。
So there's each person in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在他们一生当中只有一件事情。
And throughout life, there's only one thing.
我们这些被主所得着的人。
We know us people received by the Lord.
我们的心如果是在神的上面的时候。
If our heart is on the Lord himself.
我们这一生当中其实也是只有一件事。
Throughout life, there's only one thing.
因为除了主的事之外没有其他事大过这些。
Because besides our Lord's business, there's nothing greater than this.
在主的手中，其他事情其实都是非常非常小，微不足道。
In His hand, that every other thing is so trivial, it is so not worth to mention.
我们在特别聚会当中，我们弟兄用了尼西米来与我们交通。
In our sharing, our brother shared with about Nehemiah.
我们知道尼西米也是一个以神为念的人。
We knew that Nehemiah is also someone who is concerned with God's business.
他时时刻刻都在注意到神的事情。
Whenever he's paying attention to God's business.
从尼西米记一开始就讲到，当他的兄弟哈拿尼跟一群从犹大来的一些人。
From the starting of the book in Nehemiah, we can read in the beginning, one of his brother Hanani and other people from the land of Judah.
他马上把他们抓过来问说，耶路撒冷怎么样？
And as soon as he saw them, he invited them over and asked them, what happened to Jerusalem?
他完完全全关心神的事情。
That he cared about the Lord's stuff completely.
他要知道现在在耶路撒冷神的见证如何。
He wants to know in Jerusalem what is God's testimony.
当他知道耶路撒冷在那里遭大难受凌辱，哇，城墙被拆毁，在他的心里面实在是好像被撕裂一样。
And when he found out that in Jerusalem the city has great trouble and disgrace, and the wall in Jerusalem is broken down, and the gate has been burned with fire.
他就坐下来哭泣。
And he sat down and wept.
他祷告了数日。
And he prayed for a few days.
我不知道大家对尼西米他在那时候 他的身份地位是什么有没有一些了解。
I want to ask, does anybody know what his position back at that time?
他在当初呢有人知道。他是在圣经记载他是做王九正的。
Let the scripture record, he's the cupbearer to a king.
做王九正的就是从字面上来讲就是他是捧着那个杯子的人在王面前捧着酒杯的人。
And what is a cupbearer? It is a person who hold up a cup before the king.
那我们想说拿着酒杯大概也没什么嘛。
And we often thought that is not a big deal.
他不是陪那个君王喝酒的人。
He's not the one who sit down and drink with the king.
他是一个相当重要的人。
He's somebody who is very important.
因为如果这个王不信任他的话
and we know if a king did not trust him,
他不能做这个职务
that he's not able to hold up his position.
因为所有王所要经过的食物不管是喝的吃的都要先经过尼西米他的口。
Because whatever king ate and whatever king drank, it has to go through Nehemiah's mouth.
所以当王选一个这样的人的时候王是要选一个肯为他死的人。
So when a king pick up somebody like this, he wants to pick up somebody who is willing to die for him.
而且并且呢，是他要能够完完全全信任。
And it is somebody he can trust completely, wholeheartedly.
所以他的地位呢，在王的面前是一个极其尊贵、极其重要的地位。
So his position before the king is very precious, very important.
所以呢，我们相信呢，在他这个身份地位上面，在当时是无人能及的。
So we believe his position back at that time, there was nobody can compare to him.
所以他在外面的东西好像基本上都有了。
So from outside appearance, it seems like he had everything already.
对于像耶路撒冷的事情，其实他也没有那个多余的时间去管。
And toward what happened in Jerusalem, he didn't really have other time to be concerned of.
他实在有心他也许就捐一个钱就好了。
If he really has the heart, he can contribute some money and just to make an offering.
或者是用他的权力就是找一些人去帮忙去把那个圣殿盖一盖。
Or he can use his power authority and to find somebody to build a temple again.
哦但是他不是。
But it's not what happened.
他听到这个的时候他的心伤痛他坐下来哭泣祷告悲哀了数日。
Once he received this news, he was saddened by the news and he sat down and wept for a few days.
他的心完全在神的身上。
And his heart was on God wholeheartedly.
其实如果他要顾念他的地位他的权势的话他这样做很危险。
If he wants to be concerned with his own position, with his own status, what he did was very dangerous.
因为在第二章的时候呢我们可以看见那个王都很注意他的表情。
Because starting from the second chapter, we realize, the king pays extra attention to his expression.
他那个有一点点悲哀，有一点点那个忧愁的表情，马上就被王看见了。
That as soon as he shows some sadness on his face, the king realized.
所以我们知道他平常的时候一定不是这个样子。
So we know that during normal times, normal days, he wasn't like this at all.
为什么说很危险？
Why do I say it's very dangerous?
因为如果他想要对王有一些这个有一些想要杀害王的企图，或者是有一些不好的事情的时候
，Because we know if he wants to do some damage to a king, if he wants to assassinate a king,
他的心里一定是很忐忑不安
，and his heart is very pounding.
所以王很注意这个
，So the Lord pays extra attention to this.
如果王怀疑他有心里有什么企图的话，也许他命就没了。
If the king ever suspect a little bit of what he's going to do, maybe his life is going to maybe he's going to lose his life.
但是我们的神保守他。
But our Lord bless him.
他在主的面前祷告。
Before the Lord, he prayed.
求神给他机会。
that may the Lord give him this opportunity.
虽然他难过
although he is saddened,
他第一个求神让他保守他，不让王有这样的误会。
And he asked the Lord that may the king not to have this understanding be, with him.
并且呢，让他有机会能够把心里的话告诉王。
That he is able to tell whatever in his heart to a king.
当他的心都在神的身上的时候。
And when his heart is on the Lord,
神帮他开路。
And the Lord opens the door for him.
他不但没有他的饭碗没有说不保。
He didn't lose his job.
并且很奇妙的事情。
And very wonderful things happen.
诶，王主动来问他。
And the Lord asked him, and the king asked him to begin with.
让他有机会把他心里他的负担能够向王讲。
That he's able to share what his burden with the king.
所以才有机会让他能够回去跟着在耶路撒冷的这些以色列百姓能够来建造 圣城。
So it provides a chance that he's able to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the whole temple.
所以如果当我们的心是以神的事为主的时候，
So if our heart is concerned with God's business,
神绝对保守看顾我们的一切。
And the Lord is going to watch over everything.
这也为什么主耶稣向我们说，我们当先求他的国和他的义。
That's why Jesus told us we should go after, we should go seek His kingdom in His own righteousness.
他说我们这一切需用的，我们都不需要担忧。
And whatever outside, we are not supposed to worry.
今天我们常常把秩序给弄倒了。
And many times we confuse the whole orders.
没错，在我们现实生活，我们碰到难处的时候，这真的是很急的事情。
Yet it is correct that when we encounter problems in our daily life, we are very worried.
我们不能说这个事情不急。
And we cannot say this thing can wait.
我现在工作没了。
And now I don't have a job.
我要养一个家。
Now I have to feed the whole family.
我还有贷款。
Now I have a mortgage to pay.
那我怎么办呢？
What am I supposed to do?
我当然赶快去找工作啊。
Of course I'm going to go find a job.
我一定要想办法让我能够活下去啊。
Of course I'm going to find a way to live.
我如果活不下去，至少让我家人活下去啊。
If I'm not able to live, let my family to go and can go on.
但是我们是不是来问神？
But do we ask our Lord?
主耶稣清清楚楚地给我们这样的应许。
The Lord Jesus clearly gave us this promise.
我们先求他的国和他的义。
That we should seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
他要把这一切都加给我们。
And he's going to give us everything.
所谓什么一切呢？
Well, what is everything?
就是一切我们所需用的。
It's everything that we need.
我们是不是有这样的信心？
And do we have this faith?
其实我们的神很又奇妙又可爱。
And now, actually, our Lord is very wonderful and very, very adorable.
他知道我们的信心不太够。
He knows our faith is not enough.
所以他反过来。
So in turn,
他说：“你来试试我。”
That you can come and try me.
神不是要试验我们的信心。
The Lord does not want to test our faith.
他给我们应许之后，他不是试验我们的信心。
But once He gave as his promise, he doesn't want to test us.
他叫我们来试试他。
He wants us to try him out.
在马拉基书里面有提到。
In the book of Malachi.
他说你们把当得的奉献给神。他说你来试试我啊。
That you can try me out. You give the Lord whatever you are supposed to get.
神让我们有机会来试他。
And Lord provides us the opportunity to try him.
因为他知道我们信心不够，
because he know we are lacking faith.
所以他不要来试验我们，
so he did not want to come and try us.
但是他要我们来试试他，
but he wants to try him.
试他什么？
What are we going to try him for?
试他是不是一个信实的主？
To try him whether he's a faithful Lord.
他说他会把天上的窗户敞开，
he said he wants to open a whole window in heaven.
把一切的东西倾倒在我们身上。
Want to pour everything toward us.
所以他给我们机会来试他。
So he gave us this opportunity to try him out.
今天他叫我们先求他的国和他的义。
And today he wants to seek his kingdom, his righteousness first.
他让我们看见，当我们先求他的国、他的义的时候，看看我们的饭碗会不会不饱。
And he led us to see when we seek his kingdom, his righteousness first, are we going to keep our job?
看看我们的学业会不会不行。
Are we going to be behind in our schoolwork?
其实在我们生活的经历当中，这些都神都可以让我们经历到的。
And through our whole life experience, the Lord can give us this taste.
但是我们就怕。
But we're afraid of.
有时候我们就好像什么都可以给神了，但是我们就是有那个字，我们就怕。
It feels like we can give everything to our Lord, but there's only this one word that we are afraid.
我记得包括我自己，还有听见一些弟兄姐妹在受浸的见证的时候。
I remember including myself and listening to the brothers and sisters who gave testimonies.
特别是越年轻的，越有这样的见证。
Especially for the younger brothers and sisters,
就是说，在他们想要接受主，然后来受浸的时候，在这个之前
，it is before they want to receive the Lord as a savior.
他们就怕说，我信了主之后，我什么都不能做了。
And they're afraid of that once I believe in God, there's not much I can do.
我电动玩具也不能玩了。
I won't play computer game or arcade.
我手机也不能玩了。
I won't be able to play with my cell phone.
我电影也不能看了。
I won't be able to go to movies anymore.
哎呀，所以我实在没有办法，现在就信主。
And so I really cannot believe in God now.
我知道主耶稣爱我。
I know God loves me.
但是我就怕。
But I'm afraid of.
就怕我现在手中那么一些我想喜欢的东西我就没了。
And I'm afraid of that those things I like in the past are gone forever.
哎，我一信主，我开始这个一个礼拜要聚会这么多次，我就怕我这个我功课就弄不好了。
And once I believe there are so many gatherings meetings for me to go to throughout the week that I'm going to be behind for my schoolwork.
哎，我要聚会，礼拜五这个老板叫我要加班，我就怕我要去聚会的话，我不能去聚会，我这个工作老板可能就到时候就对我不好了，或甚至不给我加薪了。
That because I need to go to Friday fellowship, that I won't be able to stay behind. I want to stay after work, so that my boss is not going to promote me, or even I'm going to lose my job.
我在这边交通的，我再讲一次，我不是要叫弟兄姐妹要怎么做。
And once again, I need to tell you my sharing today is not I want to tell brother sister what to do.
因为有一次呢，好几年以前呢，有一位弟兄正好跟我提到。
Because a few years back, there was a brother mentioned to me.
他要出差。
He wants to go on a business trip.
当然，我不是跟他讲这个，他是听到一个讯息之后。
It is not my sharings after he listened to a message.
他说他是不是该跟他老板说我不要出差了？
And it is he wants to talk with his boss that he didn't want to go on business trip anymore.
我想我在这边不是意思不是说要叫大家说要做这个或不做这个。
I'm not here to tell you what to do and what not to do.
我在这边是主耶稣问我们，我们的心到底是在哪里。
I'm here because the Lord asked me, where is my heart?
我们在工作的时候，我们的心是在哪里。
And when we are working,Where is my heart? Where is our heart?
我们在学校的时候，我们的心是在哪里？
When we are in school, where are our hearts?
我们在家里面，我们的心是在哪里？
And when we are at home, where are our hearts?
我知道在二十多年前，我看过一个电影。
And I know, and about 20 some years ago, I saw a movie.
这个电影得到奥斯卡最佳影片奖。
And this movie is an Oscar winner, won the best picture of that year.
在我们的图书馆也有这部电影。
And even in our library, we have this
movie. 好像很多弟兄姐妹看过。
And I know a lot of brothers and sisters who saw this movie before.
叫做火战车。
It is the Ten Commandments. Oh, it is a chariot of fire.
它是讲到一个英国的弟兄。
It talks about a brother from Britain.
他是剑桥的学生。
He's a student from Cambridge.
一个很好的一个学生。
He's a very good student.
那他在运动上面很有天赋。
And he's very talented in the in sports.
所以呢，他当时代表英国呢去参加在法国巴黎的奥运会。
So he represents his country, the Britain, to go to Paris for Olympic.
那以他的那个他的成绩来讲，他是100%可以拿到这个一百公尺的金牌。
And,
我要是没记错的话，是一百公尺的金牌呢。
And from his score, there's no doubt he's going to win a gold medal in the 100 meters race.
就在前面的这些预赛等等的，他都过去，他都通过了。
And all the pre-trials he passed.
但是呢，在决赛呢，那一天安排在星期天。
But the final race it was on a Sunday.
主日。
It was on Lord's Day.
这时候他开始挣扎了。
Then he started to struggle.
因为他曾经在神面前许下这个愿。
Because he had his promise before the Lord before.
他要把星期天完全归给神。
But he wants to devote the Sundays to the Lord.
所以他去跟他教练讲说他不能比赛。
So he went and discussed with his coach that he wasn't able to attend a race.
哇，要是在我们这些人心里想说怎么不比赛呢？
If it's up to us, that how can you not to race on Sunday?
我要是拿到一个金牌，可以荣耀神啊
！If I win a gold medal, I can give this honor to God.
我们常常有这样的心：我要是能够有个好的职业，我要是能够拿到好的这个在那个研究上面拿好的成就，我可以荣耀神。
And many times we have this heart. If I have a very good occupation, if I can have some very high honor in the research, I can give this honor to God.
没错
，Sure.
地上的这些东西我们可以荣耀神。
The world things we can honor God.
但是他的心更是向着主。
But his heart is toward God even more.
因为他曾经把自己有这样的愿望献给神。
Because he had his promise before God before.
所以他决定他星期天他不出赛。
So he decided not, he's not going to attend a race after all.
哇，结果英国就失去一面金牌。
And of course, we know that Britain lost a gold medal.
那我想，如果在我们现在这个时候失去一面金牌，等于失去什么？失去财富。
And we know that in today's age, that if we lost a gold medal, that means we lost the whole world.
而且更多人不原谅你。
And there will be more people not forgiving you.
你可能成为民族的罪人了。
But you probably become the
哦，没关系，这不用担心。
You become the loser of the country.
但是我记得在前两周的时候，我们有个小姐妹分享说，有一句话说，我们如果对神认真，神就向我们认真。
That two weeks ago we knew there's a young sister that if we pay attention to Jesus, then he's going to pay attention to us.
就很奇妙的。
And very surprisingly, very wonderful things happen.
就神就有一个不一样的安排。
And God has a different arrangement.
他这个拿手的项目呢，神没有把那个赛程改变。
That the God did not change his something that he's very good at.
还是星期天比赛。
It is also happened on Sunday.
所以他是没有出赛了。
That she didn't go.
结果呢，神让他有机会呢去代替另外一个选手，因为他不能在另外一项比赛，不知道是200公尺还是400公尺的比赛，他不能参加。
That the Lord gave him another spot that he substitute for somebody else, that somebody who run the 200 or 400 meters race.
所以呢，就让这一位弟兄呢来参加。
So he allows this brother to attend.
那我们知道，这个不是你的拿手项目，在这个大家都是这种杰出者来比赛的话，那几乎只是重在参加，不在得标。
That we know this is not something he's good at, and among all the elites, the whole reason for him to attend this race is to participate but not to win.
但是奇妙的
，but very wonderfully,
神让他在那一项比赛达到金牌
，and God allows him to gain a gold medal in that race.
你相信神能做这个事情吗
？Do you believe God can actually do this?
神让他拿到金牌，荣耀神的名。
And God allowed him to have his gold medal to give honors to God.
这比他在星期天比赛拿到金牌还要更荣耀。
It is even more honor that he raised on Sunday.
因为每一个人都知道，他拿到这块金牌是神给他的。
Because everybody knows that this medal he got was given by the Lord.
因为100公尺拿到金牌, 大家认为他理所当然的。
Because we know that if he won the gold medal in a 100 meter race, it is that thing to be happen.
因为在他的记录, 没有一个人能够赢他。
But he had such a record that there's nobody who besides him who can win.
但别的项目比赛呢, 他不是,
but in other races, he wasn't the expert at it.
所以每一个人都知道他是为主的。
So everybody knew he did this for the Lord.
当他向着神认真的时候, 神就向他认真。
When he bowed before the Lord and the Lord pays attention to him.
那这位弟兄呢, 他叫 Eric Little.
And the name of his brother is Eric Little.
你知道他后来, 他来到中国, 他把自己奉献。
And you know later on he went to China and he contributed himself to this land.
当一个能够被主所使用的人, 必定他的心一定是专注在神的身上。
When somebody who is able to use by God, his heart is on the Lord.
其实对他来说, 金牌也算不得什么。
And for him, gold medal didn't mean great deal.
剑桥的学生, 剑桥的一个学历, 对他来讲也不算什么。
A Cambridge educated is no great deal either.
今天, 我们手中所拿的很看重的, 我们究竟是什么?
Today, what emphasize in our hands? What are we emphasize on?
我们先求他的国和他的义。
We should seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
他要把这一切都加给我们。
And he will give us everything.
神所给我们的不一定是金牌。
And maybe God didn't give us a gold medal.
也并不一定是 全世界第一流的学校的这个成绩给你。
And maybe God does not give us a first year school grades.
但是神保证,
but God promised.
他要把我们所需用的给我们。
He wants to give us what we need.
主耶稣说, 我岂不知, 当以我父的事为念吗?
And Lord Jesus asked, are we supposed shouldn't I be concerned with my father's business?
我们以什么事为念?
And what are we concerned of?
今天我们知道这是一个末世的时代。
And we know this is the last days.
我们这么忙碌。
And we're so busy with everything.
仇敌就让我们忙到一个程度。
And the enemy will put us in a position.
让我们的心根本没有办法向着神。
Like we are not able to focus our heart onto our Lord.
就像尼希米他在, 跟着弟兄姐妹在修筑这个城墙的时候。
It's just like Nehemiah when he was with his brothers to build a wall.
我们也看到有同时有一批人在那边拉后腿。
And we realized there were a bunch of people who are trying to pull him behind. Pull him back.
他们用恐吓。
And they threaten him.
用欺骗,
and they deceive him.
甚至用攻击,
and they attack him.
他们就是不要让这个城墙能够修建起来。
And they did not want this wall to be rebuilt again.
他让这群人害怕,
and he wants these people to be afraid.
让他们就不敢去为了神来做,
they are to a point that are afraid to do work for God.
所以我们在尼希米记可以看到很多这种情况。
So in the book of Nehemiah, we can see a lot of incidents happen like this.
因为神的心意在教会,
because God's heart is in the church.
讲到这个耶路撒冷这城墙的建造, 就是讲到教会的建造。
And when we see the building of Jerusalem, it is a building of a church.
所以仇敌很厉害,
so we know enemies is very fearful.
让我们害怕,
like he makes us to be afraid.
或者让我们忙到一个程度, 我们没有办法建造。
Like he makes us too busy to a point that we cannot build.
所以现在在这个末世的时候, 教会的光景就有点像尼希米记一开始那样讲的。
So in this last generation, the church is just like what mentioned in the beginning of the book of Nehemiah.
仇敌让整个耶路撒冷城那个荒凉毁坏。
And the enemies make the whole city of Jerusalem corrupted.
要么就是让现在的教会在外面看起来很好，但是呢，神却不在里面。
Or he wants to see the outside appearance looks very nice for the church, but God is not dwelling among us.
这为什么在启示录的时候呢？主耶稣是在外面叩门。
So it's just like in the beginning of Revelation, God is knocking outside.
因为主耶稣是在外面。
Because our Lord Jesus is outside.
主耶稣不在我们聚会当中。
And our Lord Jesus is not among us.
那我们聚会干什么？
And what are we doing here?
我们是聚会，我们 不是俱乐部。
And this is not a club.
仇敌让教会变成有组织化。
And the enemies makes this church becomes an organization.
宗派化。
To become a religion.
Denomination.
To become a denomination.
机构化。
And to become to become an institution.
政治化。
And to become a political party.
主耶稣在门外。
And but our Lord Jesus is outside.
这是很悲哀的事情。
It's a very sad thing.
因为我们的心里不是以神的事为念。
Because our heart are not to be concerned with God's business.
我们是以我们的事为念。
And we are to be concerned with our
own business. 即便我们的聚集也是以我们的事为念。
Although our gatherings are based on what we need.
但是神的心意在教会。
But God's heart is in the church.
因为教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Because the church is our Lord Jesus' body.
这个身体要丰满。
And this body wants to be abundant.
要丰满到一个有主的生命在里面。
Abundant to a point that Jesus' life is in it.
主耶稣在等这个身体能够成熟。
And now Jesus is waiting for this body to be matured.
所以在启示录最后在二十一章的时候有提到那个新耶路撒冷。
That the last part of Revelation, the book mentioned the New Jerusalem.
那也是在尼希米记讲到那个城墙被建造好之后那样一个情况。
It talks about after Nehemiah rebuilt the wall, the status of a city.
我们主在等。
And our Lord is waiting.
他在等我们有一批人这个心是向着他的。我们能够一起建造起来。
And he's waiting for a group of us. Our heart is toward him, that he's able to rebuild.
今天主再一次问我们。
And our Lord asks us one more time.
我们的心究竟在哪里？
Where are our hearts?
主耶稣十二岁的时候就讲这个。
And Lord asked when he was 12 years old.
所以这个不是只有已经年长的弟兄才需要去想这个的。
It is not for the mature and elder brothers and sisters.
从我们年幼的到年长的，
我们应该去想。From our younger brothers and sisters to the elder to the mature brothers and sisters, we should be concerned with this.
这是一个很短的问题。
This is a very simple and short question.
但是却是一个最重要的问题。
But it's a very most important one.
我们对神是不是真的认真呢？
Are we really careful? Are we really pay attention to our Lord?
还是我们只是认真有关神的事情
？Or we only pay attention to what about him？
有关神的事情跟对神本身，这是极大的差别。
The things that about him is very different from himself。
神要我们对他认真。
The Lord wants us to pay attention to him。
因为他对我们是认真的。
Because he does pay attention to us。
我想那个时候不多了。
And we know the time is near.
主说要来的就要来了。
And the Lord says what's going to come is going to come now.
当所罗门年老的时候
When King Solomon is old,
他有这样的一个感慨。
And he has this feeling.
他劝大家
That he encourages us.
他说你当趁年轻还有机会寻求神的时候赶快寻求他。
Like when you are still young, when you still have time to pursue after the Lord, go pursue him now.
因为所罗门知道他荒废太多的时间。
Because King Solomon knew he squandered too much time.
他什么都有了。
But he had everything.
但当他年老的时候。
But when he was in his last days.
他发现他什么都没有。
And he realized he had nothing at all.
以色列也在他从他手中也开始往下走。
And the kingdom of Israel in his hand was going downhill.
所以在传道书他说当你趁年少的时候有机会寻求神的时候你当赶快寻求神。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, he told us when you were young, you should pursue after him.
真的大家我们时候不多。
We know the time is near.
没人保证我们下一次下个主日我们是不是还每一个人都能够在这里聚会
And nobody promised us we will be still here in our next meeting.
至少我知道我不能
Because I know I can't.
因为我出差了
Because I'm going to be on a business trip.
搞不好我们的生命也不一定能够到那么久
And maybe our life cannot last that long.
我们不必忌讳说谈死的事情
And we are not supposed to be afraid that we talk about death.
但真的时候不多了。
But we know the time is near.
我们要把握机会。
We have to grasp this opportunity.
主耶稣只问我们一件事情。
And the Lord only asks us one thing.
这也是我们自己常常在神面前也要问的。
It is something that we need to ask ourselves in front of Him.
我们是不是太多事了？
Don't we have too many things?
但愿我们也能够像大卫一样，像保罗一样。
May we just be like David or just be like Paul?
我只有一件事。
That is only one thing in our heart.
我要住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
I'm going to dwell in his temple and to watch his face.
我并要向他求问。
And also want to pray and ask him.
那我也只有一个标杆，我要向着那个标杆直跑。
And there's only one goal we want to pursue. We want to pursue toward it.
我们地上一切，我们生活上面一切所面临的事情
，whatever we encounter in this world，
对我们来讲只有一件事
，and for us there's only one thing important，
就是主自己
，it is the Lord Himself。
我们要得着他
，we have to gain Him。
我们低头还有点祷告
，and let's bow our head and have a word of prayers。
主耶稣，我们还是把这一点点的话交在你的手中。
And Lord, we still give us sure sharings.
主要求圣灵真的是向我们吹气。
May the Holy Spirit breathe upon us.
主要让我们能够心里能够回转过来。
That we can repent in our heart.
主要让我们的心能够真实的向着你。
That our heart can truly toward you, to come toward you.
主啊，我们知道你是向我们实在是认真的。
Lord, we know you pay attention to us.
主啊，但愿我们对主你自己也是认真的。
And Lord, hope we can pay attention to you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们实在是愿意把握机会。
We really want to use this opportunity.
趁着还有机会寻求你的时候，我们来寻求你。
That way, when we still have time, we will come search for you.
主啊，你保守我们每一个人。
That you bless each one of us.
主啊，让我们实在在这条路上，我们能够一起奔跑。
That on this path we can run together.
我们谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, our Lord.
求你祝福你的儿女。
May you bless your children.
我们将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
And I give my thanks and prayer into your name.
Amen.
Amen.